The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything.
And we're back for On the Bench. Hour number two, Carver High in for Scotty right here on Sports Grid Radio. Of course, Sirius XM, channel 159, the mightier 1090 in Southern California. Good to have you with us here tonight. Later this hour, Joe Lisi, who I do college football full circle with every afternoon. He'll join me as he joins Scotty every week here on either Thursday or Friday nights to go through the college football card. We will do that. We'll finish up going through the Week 9 NFL games. We will continue to listen to me complain about the Stanford Cardinal, and it's my own fault. You know, you got to know these things. Like, I know that Stanford, I can't stand them. Getting in bed with them here on a late-night Pac-12 after dark game. We need a little late-night Pac-12 after dark action. It's only the first quarter, and I already need a thunderbolt here. We need some kind of a lightning strike for the card to try to make things happen. 14-0 halfway through the first quarter. Very, very tough scene. But Stanford's getting the ball here now. Maybe they won't go 3-and-out this time. Earlier, the college football game, the worst college football game that I've watched all year, Boston College beat Virginia Tech 17-3. Nice effort by Justin Fuente and the Hokies, as they should do the whole, here's the stuff in your office, Justin. You don't have to come back tomorrow. We'll see you later. You're out. Plenty of guys have been fired already this year in college football. Justin Fuente, he's probably going to get added to the list, if not tomorrow, which he won't tomorrow, at least by the end of the season. He will be on that list as well. NBA right now, live. The East Coast teams were getting whacked by the West Coast teams so far, and that has not changed in Sacramento, at least. The Kings are up 21 on the Hornets. I mean, they're not even at halftime yet. 68-47. Smoking them. The Pacers, on the other hand, have at least creeped back into it with Portland. 59-53 there. The Blazers are now up 6. Pelicans down 5. Golden State against the Warriors. 52. Make that 2 now. 52-50. -7.5 live for Golden State. The Blazers are -6.5 live. No line right now. And geez, this kid just, I mean, another 3-and-out for Stanford. The kid had absolutely, I mean, did anybody block there? Does Stanford have an offensive line? Do they have one? Did anybody block anybody on that play? It certainly doesn't look like it. This is probably the absolute worst start you could ever have back at a team. Open and drive touchdown you give up. Quick 3-and-out. Touchdown on the second drive. Another quick 3-and-out. They'll go for the cherry on top now with giving up their third touchdown drive of the game. You may have to come back with Utah here, try to get out of this a little bit. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Pharrell on the bench. Carver High in for Scotty. on a pain-free Friday night right here on Sports Grid Radio. Good to have you with us. Scotty will be back on Monday. We're taking you through all the live action tonight. Joe Lisi in a few minutes. We'll talk some college football with him as well. So I was hoping to see a line for the Hornets. The Hornets are down 18. You know, we know how the NBA works. We know the Kings aren't that great. Could be some run for the Hornets. And they've shown absolutely nothing on the West Coast here the last couple nights. The Warriors pulled away from them in the second half. Tonight, the Hornets are giving you nothing in the first half. Halftime now, Blazers and Pacers, 59-53. And they look like they're just about at halftime between the Warriors and the Pelicans. Four-point game there. In the NHL, now 4-2. The Oilers got a power play goal a few minutes ago. 4-2 now. Going to the third period, second intermission. Ducks up 2-0 on the Coyotes. 1-1, the Predators and the Canucks. And no score, Devils and the Kings. They're just about 3 minutes left to go in the first period there as well. I didn't see this either. The Jets, who beat the Blackhawks tonight, I didn't realize they got a little back-to-back when the Islanders play them tomorrow. The Islanders are in Winnipeg tomorrow night against the Jets. And the Jets played tonight against the Blackhawks. So there you go. That could help the Islanders out a little bit, as they're on their 13-game road trip to start the season. It's actually, we got to get in. Before we get out of here at this hour, usually Mafia takes care of all your fighting and MMA and things like that. There's a lot of stuff in the combat sports world going on tomorrow night. You got Canelo and Caleb Plant in Vegas. You've got UFC at the Garden here at MSG in New York. Usman and Covington, who I watched a little bit because you can't avoid it. I didn't seek it out, but on your Twitter timeline, everybody was posting this press conference with Usman and Covington today. They don't like each other very much. They don't like each other very much. This is Gaethje and Chandler. I know a lot of that's to sell the fight, but geez, they were going deep. Pharrell on the bench. Carver High here for Scotty. We will take another break. We'll come back, do a little bit more Week 9 in the NFL. Sports Grid Radio, Pharrell on the bench. We keep rolling on the grid right after this. And we are back. Pharrell on the bench. Carver High in for Scotty right here on Sports Grid Radio. As we are taking you here through a pain-free Friday night. Scotty back on Monday for you. Utah is going to go for the cherry on top right here. They are going to go for the touchdown, easy touchdown drive, quick three and out. Easy touchdown drive, quick three and out. With the cherry on top, a third easy touchdown drive. They're working on it. They're already at the 30. This could be ugly, man. Ugly. Wow. Jeez. It is amazing as your boy Cameron rising, taking care of business for the Utah Utes. Let's get done with the NFL because we've got Lisi coming up in the next segment. Get through the rest of these games. We went through most of the schedule here already for Sunday, the early games. Let's do the late games. The Chargers are in Philadelphia to take on the Eagles, 4:05 p.m. Eastern. Chargers minus 1.5. Why? Why? Oh, we got a fumble. We got a fumble. We got a fumble. Stanford ball. Stanford ball. This is what turns the game around. Stanford ball. Let's go. How about that? You see, Utah, who has snapped over his head, and then he kicked it, rising with the snap, the boot, and thankfully Stanford's able to fall on it and get the football. Now, the only problem is they actually have to move the ball offensively. They actually have to move the football on offense. But maybe that'll give him a little spark here. So with turnover, Whittingham not happy, shaking the head. Calm down, Kyle. You're up 14-0. Okay, relax. Hopefully you let Stanford back in the game here. Jeez. All right, let's go through the rest of these games. I was saying, why are the Chargers favorite? Oh, you got to be kidding me. I thought Stanford just put the ball on the deck right after him. jeez. Chargers minus 1.5. Why? What is the deal there? It was 3 early in the week, then 2.5, now 1.5. And all of that while 74% ticket, 63% of the money's on the Chargers. What's the problem here? We never like to see this, of course, when we're charting lines and looking at lines throughout the week, looking at games to play. We know the Chargers are better than the Eagles. Do they think that the Chargers are back to being Charger after they're losing a couple games here? The Eagles are awful. Don't take what they did to the Lions last week. They are awful. Even at home, it doesn't matter. Are we going with the old, well, the Chargers are coming to the East Coast? They've already won there this year on the East Coast. I was all in on LA. This line scares me. Scares the hell out of me. Chargers are the much better team, but that's tough 1.5. It just makes you think, why the hell are they only 1.5? Should be 3 or more, like it was at the beginning of the week. The Packers are in Kansas City against the Chiefs. Of course, no Aaron Rodgers, as everybody knows by now. Jordan Love will start for Green Bay against Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. 4:25 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. Total at 48 now. It was in the low 50s. Rodgers news got it down to 47. It's now ticked back up to 48. Same thing with the spread. It was in the 1.5 to pick'em range. Got jacked up to Kansas City minus 8, even Kansas City minus 8.5 in some places. Immediately got bet down to 7.5, and now here on a Friday down to 7. Over a touchdown, I like the Packers. So we're gonna scope this thing out over the weekend, see if we can get it back to north of plus 7, and if we do, we'll lock in the Packers. Still believe, even without Aaron Rodgers, and I know he is the straw that stirs the drink, he does it all. He is their squad, their heart and soul. That's still a 7-1 football team, and they've got good players on both sides of the ball. They got a strong running game. Chief defense stinks. Jordan Love's never played, started an actual game. He's only played in the preseason. He's going to get a chance to show his stuff off. He's getting Davante Adams back. They might not win, but I think the Packers will push the Chiefs on Sunday. They'll push them. And I think that over is good, too, 48. If you grabbed it at 47, that's a nice job by you. Arizona into San Francisco to take on the 49ers. Of course, we do not know what the status is going to be of Kyler Murray, of DeAndre Hopkins. Murray, the last time we saw the Cardinals on the Thursday night game against the Packers, hobbling off the field after the interception to end the game. Hopkins did not play much in that game. He played, but came out after that long play. Got back in there later on. Dr. Chow said today he did not think that Hopkins should play on Sunday. He did think that Murray might be able to get out there. Cards plus 2. 49ers, 2-point favorite over the 7-1 Arizona Cardinals. Also makes you think this line's currently all about they don't think Murray's going to play. I'm not the biggest 49er fan, as you guys know. Be thankful they played the Bears last week. That's pretty much what I'll say. They are going to get George Kittle back. I like the under in this game, 45.5, especially if Murray doesn't play. Because if Murray doesn't play, have they already factored in that line? Let me see what that line opened at. Have they already factored it down with Murray out? 47 down to 45. So, yeah, they have. I still like the under. Still like the under 45.5. I think that's a good spot there. The Sunday night game. Titans into Los Angeles to take on the Rams. Now, even before the Derrick Henry stuff, I thought this was going to be a tough spot for the Titans. They're coming off 3 wins in a row. 3 very emotional wins. I mean, look, they beat the 2 best teams in the AFC, perception-wise, the Bills and the Chiefs, both at home. They go to Indianapolis, win a big division game, and bury the Colts in the AFC South, as in they're going to win the AFC South, the Titans now, because the other two teams are absolute garbage. And the Colts, who was their only competition, they've already beat them twice. And now they're going to go play this game on the road, out of conference. They're just coming off 3 huge wins, 2 of which They were dogs. Actually, all three they were dogs. Dogs in all three games. They were dogs at home against the Bills and the Chiefs. And they were dogs against the Colts in Indy on Sunday. And now they're getting 7 in L.A. on the Sunday night. I think this is a good spot for the Rams. Got, of course, Von Miller this week, who I think is kind of washed. But some good points have been made to me this week. Yeah, maybe he still was getting the double and triple teams because he's Von Miller in Denver. And he's probably a little too past the, you know, his where he was a few years back to be able to fight through those. But now he's going to a spot where the double and triple teams are on Aaron Donald. You also have Leonard Floyd out there. Might be a little bit more space for Von Miller to operate in the Ram defense. Man, the Rams love collecting the shiny new toys, right? Over the last few years, Jalen Ramsey, Matthew Stafford, Von Miller. You better win this year. Because you can walk around all you want. Cap space, doesn't matter. Draft picks, cap space. Wow, who cares? Who cares? You lose in the NFC divisional round, people are going to care. You lose the NFC title game, you know, on the road somewhere like, you know, Tampa Bay, people are going to care. So you got to get it done. That's what it's all about. I like the Rams minus the 7. I think it'll actually probably get a little higher on Sunday night. That's a big total, too, with Henry out of the game. But Rams will score. Titan defense not that great. Maybe you'll get some garbage time points from the Titans afterwards in the fourth quarter. All right, Ferrell on the bench. Carver High in for Scotty. A third down for Stanford. Can they actually convert a third down? Of course they can. He throws the ball at the guy's feet. This guy stinks, too. All right, Ferrell on the bench. Carver High in for Scotty. Sports Grid Radio will come back. Joe Lisi, go for the 2. Go through the college slate next on the grid. And we are back from on the bench right here on Sports Grid Radio. Carver High in for Scotty. He'll be back on Monday from vacation. Right here on the grid. Joining us right now, he joins Scotty every either Thursday or Friday night to go through the entire college football slate. And he actually joins me every single day on College Football Full Circle, 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern on Sports Grid Radio. And that is the one, the only, go for the 2, Joe Lisi. Joe, my man, how are you?
I'm doing well. Only have to be up in, 6 hours, Carver, but I'm watching the Stanford-Utah game.
You know, you eat a little, you wake up, you know, you get a little protein shake in you, Joe. You'll be riding high. Let me just, we get to this weekend, I'm in a bad mood, as you probably know.
I figured that.
I'm in a bad mood when it comes to college football. Let me tell you what I had to sit through here already tonight. Let me break down my night for you. First of all, the Boston College-Virginia Tech game was one of, and we watch a lot of college football, Joe, me and you. We watch a ton of college football. That was, without question, the worst football game I've watched all year.
Yeah,
that's
horrible.
How bad, ugly, and disgusting. Now, when Burmeister goes down in the first half, I don't know who that kid was that Justin Fuentes brought in, but let me ask you a question, Joe. There's what? There's like 60-something Power 5 schools, right? They're in somewhere in that area, low 60s, whatever the count is. You would think that all of these Power 5 schools would recruit in such a manner that even their backups would at least be somewhat decent. Like, all these kids played high school football. How do you bring a kid in who looks like he's never thrown a football in his life? Like, that's what they did tonight in that Virginia Tech game. That kid... I don't even remember his name because that's how awful he was. I don't even want to know it. He couldn't hit a receiver to save his life, Joe. How do you not have a capable backup on the bench or a Power 5 school like Virginia Tech and they bring this hack in off the – like, do they recruit there? Does anybody recruit anymore?
Kadem. That was his name. Knox Kadem.
Knox Kadem.
Can I just say, you know why? Do you know why, Carver?
Why is that, Joe?
Because my boy – that you always say, Hendon Hooker. Is on Tennessee. That's why.
At Tennessee, Knox? Knox was at Tennessee?
No, Hendon Hooker was at Va Tech before he was at Tennessee.
Yes.
So, you know, you have Burmeister, you have Knox Kadem, this kid that was absolutely
Well, you
want to
know what? Whoever the next coach at Virginia Tech is going to be, because you know it ain't going to be Justin Fuentes, he's going to be out. Whoever the next coach is going to be, they better push your boy into the transfer portal. Just get him out of here.
My guy. I told you we should have been on Boston College. Here's the thing. Wasn't
you were on
the
BC, I know. Yes.
Wasn't it the Red Bank?
I needed that information 12 hours ago, Joe. I needed not after I bet the game and I turn on the TV. Where's Blewett with the text? I mean, can Blewett let us know about the Red Bandana game? Could somebody give me a little insight to that?
But not only that. We were negative. We were selling Virginia Tech under their 7.5 win total. Remember when they were 3-1 and everybody was giving them the ACC title because they beat Sam Howell and North Carolina week one? Braxton Burmeister.
I'll tell you what else bothered me. Too. How about this guy Jerkovic, who's supposed to be out for the entire year? He basically does like a Willis Reed, comes out of the tunnel tonight and starts throwing passes in the pregame warmups. Oh, yeah, I'm good to go. I'm going to play. Where did he come from? Where did he come from, Joe?
Well, listen, it didn't matter if it was him or Grossel. At the end of the day, I mean,
sure
he was
didn't.
Bad, too. Did you see how bad he was? He looked like his last game was 1970.
It was ugly. And so I had to sit through that embarrassment tonight. And then that game ends, and I figure, all right, we got the clean slate. Did you see the movement in this Utah-Stanford game? I mean,
yesterday
me and you talked about the game. It was 7.5. On today's show, it was 8.5. It was 11.5 about an hour before kickoff. Got back down to 10.5. Crazy movement in this game. I'm going, or at least I got the best of the number. I got 11 here with Stanford now. I'm good to go. Hey, here's a good start. Easy touchdown drive, 3 and out. Easy touchdown drive, 3 and out. They almost went for the hat trick, but your boy fumbled out there. And Stanford recovers. You think you're going to get a little juice? Nope. 3 and out. Boom, right down the field. I think it was even a punt return. My head was spinning so much, I couldn't even see what was going on. And it's 21-0 Utah with 12 minutes left to go in the first half. Another disgraceful performance from David Shaw's crew here.
Well, that's why there was line movement, because Tanner McKee was a late scratch against so Jack West is in. So, but again, yes, Tanner McKee was the starter, but he's not lighting the world on fire. Jack West was fighting for this job in the preseason. I mean, at the end of the day, that's not why. You know, that's why the line moved. But the reason why Stanford's losing this game is they lost their identity. They can't run the football. They can't stay in manageable third downs. It started a couple weeks ago. It followed through with Washington last week. Washington held them to 61 yards on the ground, which is untypical of a Stanford offense. And that's where they're at right now. They're slow, and Utah's playing well. And they're looking to set up this Utah-Oregon game. Oh, we got a fight going on here.
Do we? I'm a little behind you. Maybe I'll get to see it in a moment. On the punt return?
On the punt return.
What the heck was that?
I don't know. Does that light a fire? But, you know, at the end of the day, you still can't. I couldn't lay 11.5. I mean, if you would have told me.
You didn't lay it with Utah? You didn't lay the 11.5?
No, not that. Not before game time. No. Why?
I was wondering. I mean, I don't know if you. I didn't know you got in yesterday at 7.5. I didn't know you got in early.
Like them a light. No. But I mean, the fact that it moves so much, right? I mean, it's still a Pac-12 game. Listen, Utah has shown they did this against Oregon State. They jumped up 21-7 and didn't win and didn't cover. So you can't say that you're out of the woods catching 11.5.
This game's over. This game is completely over. They're not covering 11.5. They're not covering 25.5. This game. They are going to get.
Why? You think they're going to get blown out 28?
Blown out. They're going to lose by 30, Joe. Have you been watching this game?
Yes.
Do you think Stanford will score tonight?
Yeah, I think they'll score.
It's 56-0, maybe they'll chip one in at the end.
No, stop.
They are going to get completely ran out of their own building. There's not even anybody there. How about the fans in Palo Alto, Joe? They don't even care about the team anymore.
They don't care about football. They care about crab cakes
and good bottles of wine out there. They don't care about anything else.
They care about algorithms. That's all they care about.
This is a disgraceful performance.
Let me see. I will never back this team again.
Ever.
No?
They have screwed me all year long. They got that phantom win against Oregon. That screwed me that day. The phantom win. You believe that this team beat Oregon? Can you believe that? This team beat Oregon, Joe.
I know.
They're down 21-0 in a blink of an eye. I'm disgusted.
They're catching 28.5 on FanDuel right now.
Oh, you're not going to do that, Joe. Don't do that to yourself. You're in a nice cushy spot. I will take Utah minus the 20.
I'll ask you this right now. You ready?
Yes.
You ready?
Yeah.
28.5 with Stanford or 21.5 with Duke, which I already took.
28.5 with Stanford. no, I'd rather lay the 28.5 with Utah.
No, you can't lay it. You have to pick one.
Then if that's my choice, then I'll take the 21.5 with Duke.
All right. I took it. So let's see what
happens.
There you
go. All right. Let's start to fly through these, and then we'll start, and after the break, we'll finish them off. Service Academy game to get us going, 11:30 a.m. Eastern time kickoff. Air Force and Army, as I told you on the show today, I like Army plus the 2.5. I think they went outright.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, anytime you have a rivalry game, short number, even though Air Force is the better team on paper, I like Army on the road here. It's Service Academy. They're going to be in this ball game. Better passing attack with Air Force, better defense with Army. I think Army could be live in this ballgame. I like them plus the 2.5 as well.
You've already pretty much let the cat out of the bag. Pitt is visiting Duke tomorrow after the awful loss at home to Miami. They are laying 21.5 to the Blue Devils.
I'm taking it. I'm closing my eyes. I'm taking it.
Bye.
I'm buying the Duke Blue Devils early. That's my one dog that I couldn't find a dog that I really liked, okay? And I said, listen, we know about Kenny Pickett. We know about Pittsburgh. We know about Narduzzi. This is a perfect spot with Wake dominating Duke last week where they beat them 42-7 that they're going to win this game like by 7. I really believe that. I think Duke steps up. They're converting around 46% of the third down opportunities. This is a game I think they just walk through the motions. You think Pittsburgh's going to be hyped up to go on the road to Durham?
No. No, right? I don't.
They had Van Dyke in their sights and the U, and now you got to go to Durham where there's going to be about 10 people in the stands.
They did an awful job last week against Miami. I mean, just an awful job. They did. 20 seconds here, and then we'll get into the bigger games when we come back. The Hugh Freeze ball, Joe. Fast, 10 seconds. Does Ole Miss cover the 8.5?
Yes, and the over comes in.
Wow, the over comes in. All right, Pharrell on the bench, Carver High, in for Scotty right here on Sports Grid Radio. We will come back. More of the college football slate with Gopher to 2, Joe Lisi on the grid after this. And we are back. Pharrell on the bench on a pain-free Friday night. Carver High in for Scotty. He'll be back on Monday right here on Sports Grid Radio. Utah now inside the 10 as they're about to lay another one on Stanford here. I mean, this is a disgraceful performance, Joe. This is an absolute... They've got 240 yards rushing with 6 minutes left in the first half.
This is terrible. You said pain-free Friday night. Yes. How was that? Is that me? Oh, he was untouched into the end zone. Look at this.
Yeah.
Untouched.
Are you kidding me?
Untouched.
Are you kidding me?
Unbelievable.
Joe.
They're like a sieve.
Joe, this is embarrassing.
David Shaw is gone, I think, isn't he? I mean, he's worn out his welcome.
Gone.
In Palo Alto.
I mean, we can't fire
Look
these
this.
Guys fast
He doesn't
fast
even get
enough.
Touched.
That's ugly, Joe.
Look at this. A hat on a hat. Don't you love when they set up off tackle? So you get a hat on a hat, as they say. That's it.
I can't even talk about this game anymore, Joe. I'm disgusted.
I told Absolutely you Utah. Disgusted. I did tell you on
you
college
You told
football
me Utah. I you know you had in. Utah because they haven't been good on the road this year.
But Stanford sucks.
They beat Oregon. They beat USC. They've had moments this year. Jekyll and Hyde.
They're not going bowling.
This
they're
guy Rising. He's done nothing all night. All Rising's done is hand the ball off all night. He's sitting there with his arms in the air.
Damn, Rising.
All right, let's go, right, Joe. We got to roll through these.
Come on, fast. You're holding the listeners up. Come on.
Wake Forest at North Carolina. Not an ACC conference game, as we found out earlier in the week. -2.5 for Sam Howell and the big 77.5 total.
Yes, I gave credit to you. I have a problem with North Carolina's offensive line. 31 sacks allowed. I was on North Carolina last week. Wake Forest playing with house money. They could lose this, still get to the ACC championship, but I think they're prepared. They play Clemson, I believe, next week. They win this ball game. 2 weeks. Yeah. I think they're undefeated till they play the Clemson Tigers.
Yeah, they play NC State at home next week,
which they can lose that too. That's a gutty team. Yeah. That's a gutty team. You know, they've had some crazy games over the last couple of years, especially when Jamie Newman was there for Wake Forest. You remember he pulled that game out in Raleigh a couple of years ago?
I do.
So I just like what they have. They're more complete offensively with Hartman, Christian Beale, Smith, Roberson, averaging over 40 points per game. Sam Howell, too inconsistent. Offensive line has issues, and they can't stop the run either. So give me Wake Forest with the small number on the road.
Small number, Wake Forest on the road. Big number for Ohio State on the road in Lincoln against Nebraska, 14.5. I am laying it, Joe. I think they ring them up.
Yeah, they've won six straight, Carver, by 32.7 points per game against the Cornhuskers. They won this game 52-17 in Columbus last year. We're supposed to believe that Scott Frost has the answer for this game. They're 3-6 overall. They need to win the next three games just to be bowl eligible. I think that's why you're seeing the short number, coupled with the fact that Penn State sort of pushed Ohio State to the limit last week. But we know Penn State's a top 15 team. You know, Nebraska's not. And Adrian Martinez, here's the bigger question. How many turnovers does Adrian Martinez have? Is there a total on FanDuel? Could we get in on that? 4.5? I'm taking the over, right? Because if it's anything less than 4.5, it's a give me.
He's just not very good, Joe. That's what it comes down to. Just not very good. Cincinnati, of course, number 6 in the college football playoff ranking poll this week. They thought that they would be higher. So sad for them. And why aren't they, Joe? Because they have not been covering the last few weeks. They get another opportunity tomorrow, 23.5, with Tulsa coming to Cincinnati. I think this is the week, Joe, they finally do cover it.
It's possible. I'm not playing this game, but I do lean to Cincinnati because College Game Day is there. It's an opportunity to show out. And Tulsa's pathetic. They lost as a 13-point favorite to Navy 2 weeks ago. So at the end of the day, you know, I think the physicality of Cincinnati is the difference. Watch Jerome Ford. He probably has 5 runs tomorrow. Touchdowns. He's not even touched. Guaranteed.
Not even touched. TCU, after getting rid of Gary Patterson earlier this week, is hosting Baylor, who's been very good this year. -7.5 now for the Bears, the road favorite.
Yeah, I know the movement in the line. First, Gary Patterson gets fired. Max Duggan, their quarterback's a little banged up. The line movement suggests that the backup will start this ball game. He came in last week. Here's what I know. Jerry Kill takes over the duties. He was the former Minnesota coach. They're switching up the defensive game plan. TCU's won 5 of the last 6 against the Bears. Won 33-23 last year. I'm going to roll the dice. A potential look ahead with Oklahoma next week for Baylor. I think they could win, but they don't cover this matchup. Give me TCU.
Stanford almost got a first down, believe it or not, Joe, on an end around. That was the positive play that they've had the entire game right there. Was that 8-yard end around that they just picked up? Penn State and Maryland, little revenge spot here. The Nittany Lions -9.5 on the road going to College Park.
Yeah, they jumped up. Maryland did it to a 35-0 lead and held on 35-17. Penn State in the series, though, right? 43-1 all time against the Terps. So they need this game to be bowl eligible. Maryland does. They got a 3-point win over Indiana. I think they're more healthy heading into this ball game. Something tells me that they're going to be in this matchup. I don't know if Penn State loses like they did to Illinois, but I wouldn't be shocked if it's a 3-7 point game. I'm going to take the 9.5 with the Terps looking to become bowl eligible.
Navy visits the Irish in South Bend. 20.5 is the number. I told you all week, my favorite play of the week, the over 47.5, 9 in the last 10 games. Over this total, average total points, 66 between these two.
I've been bucking Notre Dame over the last couple of weeks, right? I was on USC, then yes. Notre Dame, North Carolina. I have a feeling that I'm going to go for the trifecta. Give me Navy plus the 20.5. Notre Dame wins, but somehow they keep it within the number.
As long as they get over 47.5 points, Joe, you can cover Navy all you want. Go ahead. Have a good time. Just please get over that 47.5 for me, okay, buddy? That's all that matters to me. Michigan State in the college football playoffs, top four. They are number three after beating Michigan last week, and now they go on the road to West Lafayette to take on the Boilermakers. This opened, it was at 3.5. Now it's down to 2.5, Joe. Will prosperity be good for Sparty as they go on the road this week?
No, they've won 8 straight in the series. We talked about it earlier. This reminds me of 2016 with Trevor Knight and A&M, 6-1 or 7-1. They made it the top four in the playoff, got blown out the following week as an 11.5-point favorite against Nikki Fitz and Miss State. The weakness of Miss State is their secondary, giving up 300. Aiden O'Connell, Purdue, averaging 307. Upset City, baby. Dick Vitale in the house. Purdue.
Wow. Outright. Upset City, baby.
Awesome.
Upset City for Joe Lisi and the Boilermakers. Wow, they're going to do it again after winning at Iowa against the top five team a couple weeks ago. They're going to get their second win against the top five team. How about that? Auburn and Texas A&M, interesting game, Joe, in the SEC for this reason. The winner of this ball game is still going to have life to win the SEC West and right. play in the title game if Auburn can beat Alabama in the Iron Bowl later this month.
Yeah, and this is a tough ball game. Either way, you can make an argument. I just like the fact, and I'll say this, Bo Nix has played in Kyle Field before, went on the road as a freshman, 4.5-point dog. Won the ball game outright 28-20 a couple years ago. They pounded the rock, Auburn did, for 208 on the ground against Ole Miss. Their front seven's only given up 128 on the ground. That goes right into Isaiah Spiller and Texas A&M's offense. Your guy, Calzada, was playing lights out, and then they have a bye. I think that hurts them, actually. They had that train rolling. They knock off, right? Think about it. They knock off Alabama. They knock off Missouri. Yeah. They knock off somebody. And then you get a bye. And now you disrupt the quarterback to wide receiver relationship. You disrupt all the chemistry that you built up over the last three games. Now, what's the guarantee they're going to come out smoking? I'd rather take the team that came out of the bye last week in Auburn, came out strong. Now they have a game under their belt again. They're rested. I like Auburn on the road here.
I like Auburn on the road as well, Joe. I think they can win the game outright. Definitely taking the 4.5. I think the plus 172 is also in play here for the Tigers. They've played well the last few weeks. Their game translates here coming up on Saturday night. I want to go to the other game. We talked about Michigan State being in the top four. Oregon also in the top four now. They play a rivalry game in Washington against the Huskies and Jimmy Lake. 6.5 yesterday, Joe. 7.5 this morning. Tonight, back to 6.5. How about that?
Wow. Well, this game, the total, last two games decided by 7 points.
Yeah.
Now, so think about that. So 3.5 points per game. It's a bloodbath in terms of how these two play each other. It's a bitter rivalry. I want to pull the trigger on Washington so bad, but I'm going to do it. I like Washington. I just want to root for them in this game. If they fall behind, I'm telling you this right now, people that are listening, it's lights out. because Dylan Morris will not go toe-to-toe.
Offense is embarrassing.
Offense
is embarrassing.
So they need to jump up early and somehow get pressure on Anthony Brown. I think they can do it. They played well last week against Stanford, but then watching Utah dominate them, how good was Washington?
No, Washington's offense is just putrid. I mean, it's like some of the ones I was watching tonight. If they get down two scores to Oregon, they're going to be in a lot of trouble. They need their defense to step up. LSU, Eddie O, his last crack against Alabama before he heads out into the sunset. 29.5. Jeez, they smoked them last year. I like this total, Joe, 66.5 to the over.
I love LSU in this spot.
Oh!
Rivalry. Love, baby. Give me some Tiger. Go, Tiger. Hey, listen, wow. This is Penn State, Ohio State. This is Alabama, Auburn. This is rivalry. Coach O's last LSU-Alabama game. They might not win, but you're going to give me 4 touchdowns and 1.5 on top of that? They're going to find a way to cover this number.
Texas, who has blown double-digit leads in 3 straight games, visits Ames against Iowa State, who lost in Morgantown last week. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Oh, this guy's going to bust off a 90-yarder here, Joe? Happening here? Is this really happening?
Yes. Are you kidding me? Touchdown.
I mean, they've got 400 yards rushing in the first half.
This is ridiculous. TJ Pledger. Are you kidding me? Look at it. He was shot out of a cannon.
God. I cannot believe what is happening here. We're almost out of time, Joe. 6.5, Texas. I'm
like
holding
Iowa
my nose.
State.
I'm going
like
through it again. I'm going with them again. 4 weeks in a row. I can't believe I'm betting Texas.
Love
Joe,
Iowa State.
Great
Love
job. Have fun tomorrow morning. College football today with Wetzel, 9 a.m. Eastern on Sports Grid. You will go through all the action for the day. I'll see you Monday on College Football Full Circle. Great job, buddy.
Anytime, brother. Love the show.
There he is, Joe Lisi. Go for the 2. Pharrell on the bench. Carver High in for Scotty. We come back. We wrap this puppy up on the grid right after this. And we are back. Pharrell on the bench. Carver High in for Scotty right here on Sports Grid Radio. 35-0 Utah leads Stanford. Whittingham's calling timeouts here with 1:29 left to get the ball back. I mean, geez, honestly, they can't make the number big enough right now. You want to get it live minus, 39.5 on Utah. They're not going to stop. They're in for blood tonight against Stanford. They've got like 400 yards rushing in the first half. This is absolutely sick. What's going on elsewhere? NBA Kings 114-96 over the Hornets right now, fourth quarter. The Blazers and the Pacers are in a good one, middle of the fourth, 90-88. Portland leads Indiana. The Warriors have pulled away from the Pelicans in the second half at the Chase in San Francisco, 88-66. They are now dropping the hammer on the Pels. The Rangers and the Oilers are playing a wild game up in Alberta. Now 5-5. Rangers had a 4-1 lead in this game. Oilers tied it at 4. Rangers retake the lead. Oilers tie it again. Wow. Predators lead the Canucks 3-2 in Vancouver. Ducks have a 3-0 lead over the Desert Dogs at the Duck Pond. Scoreless between the Devils and the Kings at Staples Center. Here. So with 3rd and 12 for Stanford, I mean, they cannot do anything all night. They think they have 1 first down. Meanwhile, Utah is 400 yards rushing. 35-0 is your score with 1:29 left to go in the second half. All right. Thanks to everybody for tuning in all week long while we were filling in for Scotty. He will be back on Monday here on the bench and coast to coast. Christian Burgoyne, outstanding job the last 3 nights. I will see you guys on Monday with Scotty, coast to coast, 4 p.m. Eastern. Have a great weekend, everybody, and cash the tickets.